This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, May 18th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Support for KUAF comes from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, hosting the Hudson River School, Nature and the American Vision, featuring landscape paintings depicting a time of exploration and growth in American history. This exhibition, organized by the New York Historical Society, will be on view through September 3rd. Timed reserve tickets are available online at crystalbridges.org or 418-5700.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a bigger block party. Last year's first ever block street party on Block Avenue in Fayetteville was a success. This year, organizers have more money, more real estate to use, and more events. We'll have a preview of Sunday's street-long celebration. Plus, Becca Martin Brown from Northwest Arkansas Newspaper says there are plenty of things to do this weekend as well.
First, Arkansas unemployment fell in April to 7.2%. It's the eighth consecutive month that the unemployment rate has dropped. The new numbers, released this morning by the U.S. Department of Labor, show a 0.2% drop for April 2012 when compared to the previous month of March, and a nearly full percentage point drop when compared to April 2011. The unemployment rate then was 8%.
Many public officials are banding together to campaign against a pair of initiatives that could put questions about casino gambling in front of Arkansas voters. Stop Casinos Now wants to halt any chances that either effort from out-of-state interests even gets to the November ballot. Supporters of the competing casino amendments are gathering signatures to place the matters on the general election ballot. Stop Casinos Now is chaired by Chuck Lang, a former executive director of the Arkansas Sheriff's Association, and has been endorsed by at least 20 Arkansas legislators from both parties. The group says it has already begun a direct mail campaign to oppose the casino amendments.
Work to restore the boyhood home of an Arkansas icon will benefit from a new festival. The Johnny Cash Music Festival will be held this fall in Jonesboro. Proceeds will be directed toward restoring the singer's childhood home in the small town of Dias. Dr. Ruth Hawkins is with the ASU Heritage Series, which is overseeing the project.
We are having the next Johnny Cash Music Festival on October 5th, and Roseanne Cash will be on campus on May 24th. To announce who the lineup for that event will be.
This fall, PBS will premiere a documentary that looks at Cash's boyhood home. Officials say they hope to have the home open as a Johnny Cash Museum as early as June 2013.
The University of Arkansas softball team will open play in the NCAA tournament tonight in Berkeley, California. Arkansas, the number 2 seed in the regional, faces the number 3 seed, Boston University. The University of Arkansas baseball team will be in Knoxville again tonight to face Tennessee. Last night, Arkansas blanked the Volunteers 8-0 to improve to 14-14 in SEC play and 37-17 overall.
And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals are now just a game out of first place in the Texas League North after defeating Tulsa 2-1 yesterday in Tulsa. The Nats face the Arkansas Travelers tonight in North Little Rock.